With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Pakistan and India have hinted at de-escalating their current conflict after firing missiles at one another hours before. The two have been locked in hostilities after a gun massacre last month that India blames on terrorists coming in from Pakistan. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump is concerned about those tensions.
The president has expressed he wants to see this de-escalate as quickly as possible. He understands these are two countries that have been at odds with one another for decades.
Pakistan's foreign minister said he has conveyed the message to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio that he is interested in de-escalating those tensions. President Trump says not all countries will get as good of a trade deal as the one that the U.K. negotiated with the U.S. this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on U.K. cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the U.K. will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the U.K. agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent believes Republicans will pass the president's tax cut plan, even though there may be some delays. The Trump administration has fired the Librarian of Congress. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt explained why.
There were quite concerning things that she had done at the Library of Congress in the pursuit of DEI and putting inappropriate books in the library for children. And we don't believe that she was serving the interests of the American taxpayer well. So she has been removed from her position, and the president is well within his rights to do that.
Carla Hayden had been the first woman and first African American to serve as the Librarian of Congress. This is SRN News. A question of the Bible and the truth, Michael Harrington explains.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life, and a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is calling for more reliance on psychotherapy for transgender youth instead of hormone shots and sex change operations. A report from the Department of Health and Human Services questions the current practices and medical groups that endorse them. The administration's position springs from President Trump's executive order calling for the federal government not to support so-called gender transition. This is SRN News. There's tough talk from the new acting head of FEMA.
David Richardson says don't get in his way because he will run right over them. He also suggested policy changes that would push more of FEMA's responsibilities to the states. Richardson is a former Marine Corps officer who served in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Africa, and has been the Department of Homeland Security's Assistant Secretary for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction. In an early morning call with the entire FEMA staff, he said that the agency will stick to its mission and says that he will be the one interpreting any guidance from President Donald Trump. Richardson takes over the agency from his predecessor, Cameron Hamilton, who was fired. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And as Lisa Dwyer reported, the head of FEMA was fired Thursday morning and replaced by Trump's selection for the job. And he was summoned to the Department of Homeland Security in Washington, where he was terminated. More at SRNnews.com.